Hello, this is Truth Be Told Transformation, and I'm Bonnie Burkert. I'm here to share tools for transformation to live your highest and best life. One of my favorite and the most and longest tools have been crystals. Once upon a time, do you remember back in the 70s? I heard about this. Maybe I knew. Maybe I was there. We used to have pet rocks as crystals, as pets, you know, as a fun thing. But crystals almost can be that. And there's so many reasons to have crystals with you all the time. And I've invited a very wise woman and dear friend, Teresa Riverwood, to tell us a little bit more about how crystals can use specifically for protection. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
So thank you so much for coming into the studio and bringing us an incredible collection. And for those of you that are streaming, I hope you'll come over to our YouTube channel to have a look at some of these pieces. So let's dive in, Teresa. I'd say one of the most important things is let's just talk about how crystals work with our energy field, right? And then specific on how we would use them as protection, maybe to have around all the time.
Right. Okay. So when we say protection stones, what do we mean? Protection from what? Well, let me ask you, Bonnie, have you ever walked into a room and felt like, oh, hey, this feels good, you know, this feels great, I feel nice in here? And have you ever walked into a room going, something feels a little off, like, ooh, I don't like the vibe in here? Same with people. Have you ever met someone where you get along great, or someone else where you're like, I really don't resonate with that person? There's just something a little off, and get me away.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
And I mean, I don't want to go too sidebar on this, but I'm going to make a comment. Because a lot of times if I have an experience like that with another person, I'm thinking there's something about me. Like, why am I reacting that way? But what I want to bring the point around to is that, no, there is energy.
It's that negative energy.
All we talk about on this show is energy.
It's negative energy. So this is what we need protection from, or that we would like to protect ourselves from. And we can protect ourselves from negative energy in many different areas. We can protect our space, our home. We can protect our own physical being and auric field from incoming negative energy. We can use some stones for protection while traveling.
Yeah.
Even protection from bad dreams.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So when we say protection stones, this is what I mean. And you notice a lot of them, I don't know if you can see them, are black in color.
Yes, they're
very grounding.
I see.
Yeah. So some of the larger pieces, these are great for the home.
What is that piece that
this is obsidian.
Okay. Wow,
yeah,
that's massive.
It's not this is a nice chunk. It's kind of sharp.
And obsidian is volcanic?
It's volcanic.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, and this is also obsidian. And it's got a little bit of a sheen. I like things that are in heart shapes.
So that's a heart shape. So tell me why you would select an obsidian, that particular crystal, in the shape of a heart. To protect the heart from heartbreak?
Sure. Okay. Sure. But because it's very grounding and heart is the symbol for love, I like to ground love. The loving energy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So it could be...
which is the opposite of negativity. It's positivity.
Wow. So it's almost like, when you say ground, it's almost like anchoring it.
Exactly.
I love that. Wow. That's really, really cool. Because sometimes people maybe have an impression of a black heart, you know, but I really like the way you're looking at it.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's keep looking at these these darker stones.
Sure. So... on the darker side, we also have jet.
Okay.
Jet. This one has been cut and polished into the shape of a crystal, but jet is fossilized wood.
Oh.
And specifically black.
Okay.
Fossilized.
Amazing.
Wood. Good for repelling negativity. All of these are good for repelling negative energy. Hematite.
Mm-hmm.
It looks more mirrored-like.
Yeah.
Shiny.
It's shiny.
Shiny. This is good for dissolving and transmuting negative energy. They say that this was used by ancient warriors in battle.
Interesting.
To keep themselves safe.
I wonder what form they used it in. You think it was like raw, or maybe they built it into armor or something like that?
They probably had it in their uniforms, in their armor.
It looks like armor.
Or in a little pouch, you know, either a waist belt or maybe around their neck.
Hey, all possible, you know, still today. That still would be cool today.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
that's great. Okay.
I use the larger pieces like this smoky quartz in my home as well.
Yes.
Now, smoky quartz is more gentler stone. It's grounding, but yes, it also has a lot of light.
I see.
Yeah. So you can, because
so it's a quartz.
Because it's a quartz, it's an amplifier. So anything that you put into it, and when I say put into it, I mean your intentions. Prayers. If you're religious, we call it prayers. If you're into witchcraft, you call it a spell. If you're a Buddhist or from India, it's mantras. It's all of your positive intentions you can put into a quartz, and it will radiate that. It does the work for you, basically.
Can I start with a crystal 101 question?
Sure.
By the way, Teresa has another episode on Truth Be Told Transformation, and we maybe touched base on this before, but it's about cleansing. So do you have to cleanse some? I mean, these are very different stones. So again, for our listeners, thank you for imagining. But with the jet, the hematite, and the obsidian, thick black, dense, right? And are those cleansed and cleared in the same way that one might cleanse a quartz, i.e. smoky quartz in this instance?
Yes. Their cleansing is done the same no matter what the stone.
Okay.
Yeah, no matter what the stone.
All right.
And the easiest way is sage.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And then another one of my favorites is black tourmaline.
Nice.
Here we go. I've got four different pieces here. They're a barrel. You can see they're kind of striated. This smaller one, they have a natural point to them.
Wow, yeah, sure.
Great to be used in your space, on your body, be worn. I love black tourmaline.
What's the distinction between the quartz and the tourmaline?
One is a quartz, one is a barrel.
Okay, and that means, are you talking about how it grew? When you say it's a barrel.
Sure. Oh, barrel not as a shape. Barrel, B-E-R-Y-L.
Oh, right, I knew that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a type of stone.
Right, okay. Yeah. But
whereas like this is not a quartz.
Right.
This is quartz.
Indeed. So, awesome in terms of nomenclature, but I want to know in terms of subtle energy, the distinction between how you would use that smoky quartz and how you would use the tourmaline.
You can use them all in the same way.
Okay.
But the smoky quartz, because it is a quartz, and we talked about this, how it emits the light and the energy, and you can program them. And a beautiful way to use quartz to protect your home or your space is to program them. And we talked about programming on the first episode. But you can very easily take a nice little piece of paper, write your intentions, pop it underneath that crystal, and leave it there. And let the stone do its work.
Nice. That's great. Sort of in the same way you would charge water with words.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one great way to do it. Okay, so let's talk about, like, for example, I mean, no offense to Maria, but my cleaning lady comes to my house, and maybe after she comes, you know, I tend to put my crystals away so that she can dust and everything like that. But after she comes, maybe that's a good time that one might clean, do a reset, and do a little clearing, because somebody else has been in your home. And again, I'm not saying anything mean about her in particular,
Sure, and you don't know if she's touched them.
Right.
And what kind of mood she was in, what sort of energy was she projecting.
Yeah.
Now, if you've put the intentions in your stones to help dispel and repel negative energy in your home, then that should be taken care of already.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're there and they're charged. So how
they're protecting your space from negativity that might be coming in.
Again, I'm looking at this like incredible piece of obsidian. It's blowing my mind right now. And so, Teresa, do you need to, does that need to be kind of recharged from time to time? I mean, it just
not
feels.
Not so much.
So you
not
got
so
it.
Not
you
this.
Cleared it.
Not this one.
You put a blessing on it and it is forever
you
a
can,
protection.
You can cleanse it as you feel drawn to.
Yeah.
But not so much. This piece lives by my front door, right inside my front door.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it protects anything coming in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. Well, please introduce us to some more pieces you've got here.
Sure. So, as I said, EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, electromagnetic radiation that we were all bombarded by these days.
More including so why you watch the show.
Exactly. Wonderful way to transmute those EMFs and protect yourself from them is by using tektites. Tektites, I brought two different ones. This is general tektite. This one, oh, I wish you could see the color in this, is moldavite.
Put it down a little lower so that maybe against the white,
this is moldavite.
Yeah, so you can see it.
If you shined a light through it, it would be this gorgeous green.
Yeah, moldavite.
Moldavite is
tell
beautiful.
Us a little bit. Fascinating stone. Tell us.
We could do a whole show on moldavite.
Maybe we will.
Hey, especially if you're into the extraterrestrial.
So we do that on the show.
Tektites are space rocks.
Okay, fantastic. Got it.
These come from space.
Oh, that's just so grand.
Yes, exactly.
So that makes a lot of sense that frequencies that are being transmitted into our homes would work quite well.
Really great. And black tourmaline, excellent for that as well. And what you can do is you just set these near your computer, near your electric outlets, near any technology, basically, you know, electronics, things like that.
Okay, that's great. So,
or you can wear them, of course, and it protects your body from the inundation of radiation.
Right, and moldavite is from Czechoslovakia.
Russia.
It's from
Russia, I believe.
Okay, yeah, it happened.
Or, no, you're right. Czechoslovakia, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's all changed. It's not called Czechoslovakia anymore. Please, hi. The 1980s have called and want their country back. But yes, it's the Czech Republic.
There is generally one place on the planet that they're found, and you would ask me that at this moment.
And it's because it's named after the Molda River or something like that. So if you are curious, but it was basically from, it was a meteor fell and it basically... Yep. What would the term be? It affected the ground.
It affected the ground. So moldavite is a combination of earth and space.
Oh, that's just so fascinating.
Because it melted. So this looks like glass. When it doesn't feel like glass. It's very rough. But it looks...
But it's clear. It's translucent.
It's translucent. Yeah. And it looks like volcanic glass.
Fascinating stone.
Yeah.
Okay, could that protect you? You know, it's interesting. I just had a talk with an author named Vincent Field, and he was talking about astral projection and potentially alien encounters on other realms.
This helps facilitate those.
Okay. Or protect from.
It helps keep you safe during that experience, as well as helps you get to that experience.
Okay.
That's what you are desiring.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. It is very interesting.
Well, right. No, and I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that from right here.
Yeah. And then this is shungite.
Okay, shungite.
We love shungite.
So that's another one for EMFs, correct?
Sure. Right. It's one for your space. It's one for EMFs. It's one for... you can cleanse your water because this is more carbon based.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is found in Russia.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And they say where the shungite came from is the purest water in the world because it's all been filtered through shungite underground.
Mm, amazing.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
It is. Super
That's great.
Fascinating.
Tell me about the pyramid shape for that one.
Oh, pyramids are...
Go ahead. Launch. Launch into pyramids.
There's another whole nother...
Okay, it's another show.
Sacred geometry happening here, but pyramids create energy in and of themselves, and you can direct energy with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your personal choice to get a shungite in a pyramid shape?
Oh, I have shungite in other shapes too. This is also shungite.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I brought these pieces that are not so much really shaped. They're just tumbled because they're easy to keep with you. Pop them in
your
pocket.
They're nice. They're comfortable. Yeah.
You can keep them with you and they won't get wrecked. You won't have a point that you're going to chip or, you know, they're just easy to take with you.
Pet rocks or worry stones. Remember those? That was like a whole nother thing.
Well, and why do you think why do you think they call them worry stones?
Because you would worry less if you had them.
Well, the idea was if you were feeling worried that you would hold one in your hand and it dispels that negative energy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's
Yeah. Yeah.
That's age old.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't know the history of it specifically, but I mean, that goes way, way back to people having worry stones. So
right.
it's kind of a different angle on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, negative energy and why we don't want that around us just because it doesn't feel good is that it can create all sorts of stress in our bodies, anxiety. It can give us headaches. Some might feel nauseous. Depends on how sensitive you are to negative energy. So there's many different stones to choose from.
Let's look at some of the other stones that you have here. Would not be ones that I would necessarily associate with protection. So
okay.
Let's keep going.
Such as?
Well, let's start with the malachite. I mean, it's green. It's gorgeous.
Yes.
I would look at that as something that was more prosperity.
Because it's green.
Well, right.
And it's
heart chakra.
Usually with the heart chakra. Yes. So I brought malachite. This piece was just given to me for my birthday.
Oh, what a great birthday
week.
Present.
I know. I need to find a beautiful chain for
Fabulous.
It so I can wear it. But this is actually a good protection stone for travelers.
Ah.
While you're traveling, because it helps with motion sickness, vertigo, those kinds of things. So it helps protect your physical body during travel.
Okay, so for
as
those
well
that
as
are
moonstone.
Listening, the malachite is a beautiful emerald green. It's not translucent.
It's opaque.
It's opaque, and it's almost kind of got some interesting, almost like a tortoiseshell vibe going on there. So, I've never associated that with necessarily motion sickness. You have tell me some details of why you feel that is applicable.
Good question. It's been known to do that for ages.
It's just a favorite stone for that.
It is. It is.
Health. You know, again, green, just wellness. It is mighty. You just look at it and it just pops. So
it is.
That's a very nice
gift.
It's
beautiful.
Yes.
It's beautiful. And moonstone is the other travelers.
Yeah. So that's very different. So moonstone, clear, translucent, got
milky.
A little bit more. It's milky.
It's white and milky and has a sheen to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's
got a rainbow to it, right?
I saw there's also rainbow moonstone. Some of them have little bits of rainbow in them. Great stone for protecting during traveling and bringing good fortune.
Okay, so that's a very, very different type of stone. So maybe I associate peace with moonstone.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Calm, fluidity, going with the flow, which a lot of times when we travel, we need.
Very yin, of course, because of its affinity with the moon.
Mm, yeah. All right. That feels good.
It's another stone for cancers, if you're born under the sign of Cancer.
Is that one of your birth signs?
It is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep. As well as ruby, because I'm a July baby. And I brought some raw rubies with me.
Check that out.
This is what the... rubies naturally.
So rubies naturally are
a
little bit more of a pink...
There's pink and there's
burgundy,
a darker red.
Almost a little bit of a fuchsia color.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the one that's going to be darker in the kind of in a garnet sort of way.
Right. Now, rubies protect you from unhappiness.
All right.
Yeah. And they also are good for protecting against bad dreams.
Okay. Yeah. So how would one work with that in as far as with dreaming? I mean, would you put it in a pouch and have it around your neck while sleeping?
You could sit it next to your bedside. You could put it under your pillow. You could wear it.
Right. Just curious.
Yeah, exactly.
Different
and the
ways.
Same with lapis.
Lapis
is great for dreams, helps protect you from physical and psychic attacks as well.
So the lapis is a beautiful royal blue. You've got a couple different shades of blue happening there with your lapis.
Yes.
Now, Teresa, a lot of times with crystal, I mean, this might be just a little bit too basic, but I associate the colors of the crystals with the chakra and then attributes of the chakra, what's happening in those different parts of the body.
You're 100% correct to
so,
do that.
So, all right, cool. I mean, yeah. I don't want to be limiting.
Right.
Now, that's going to be a throat chakra.
And third eye.
And third eye. Okay, great.
Yes, both.
All right.
Lapis is used for both the throat, mainly the third eye, though.
And you said good for dreams.
Great for dreams.
All right.
Great for your intuition.
Let's bring it back around to protection. So tell me then, protection. We want to not have bad dreams. We want to have dreams that are going to guide us in the right way. Just curious. You know, help us with the intention setting. Around
Absolutely.
Something like that.
That is exactly what you do.
Okay.
I mean, if you've been suffering from bad dreams, you know, I had a friend growing up who had nightmares every single night.
Oh, that's so hard.
Yeah. I hardly ever have bad dreams. Very rarely.
Yeah, same.
But
maybe it's because you've got all these crystals.
Yeah. My nightstand
Teresa's
is full
bed
of bed
is full of crystals. I can't lie. I put crystals in my bed. I do.
Okay.
But they're not the spiky ones. They're smooth. I don't want to roll over onto some point.
But do you put crystals in your bathtub?
You know, I have done. Probably could do it more. All right. And let's talk about that.
Sure. Sure. You can put crystals in your bathtub. Not so much for protection. You know, you'd probably use more of a rose quartz for love or other, you know, and a quartz because quartz is easier to submerge in water. Some stones shouldn't go in water, but.
Well, yeah, there is that. So, you know, just so you know, Teresa can be reached if you have any questions specific to that. Because I would say, for example, I like to use Epsom salts in a bath for clearing. If I were to put a crystal in that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be doing that so
okay.
much either.
Yeah.
Not with Epsom salt. Sea salt, sure, no problem.
And then the
crystals love sea salt. It actually helps cleanse them.
Another way of cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
But
Absolutely.
If you're in it, it's like, oh, it's kind of confusing.
Well, that's okay. But the intention to all of that to go down the drain when you step out of the tub. Yeah. So, amber.
Amber.
So I brought a couple raw pieces of amber. Amber is fossilized resin, tree sap. Mm. Oftentimes you'll find it with little prehistoric insects in there.
That's so cool.
Things like that. Now, Bonnie, thankfully, intuitively knew I needed a piece of polished amber to show. And that piece that you're wearing, Bonnie, is gorgeous.
I don't know if we can see it.
Oh,
here.
Yeah,
I'm
that's amazing.
Hold it up just against my skin. But this is from Poland, which is one of the few countries, actually, that you can find amber in. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that.
I think it comes from Mexico and Poland are big spots where you can find amber. And the Mexican amber is a little bit more yellow. And this is old. Sadly, it broke. A little piece of it broke off, but hey,
it's beautiful.
That happens.
It's
that happens beautiful. With crystals, right? As you evolve, they evolve.
Sure.
With you,
absolutely. Now, the beautiful thing about amber, even though it's a protection stone, it helps you heal through transmuting the negative energy into positive energy.
Okay.
It's very gentle. It has so many wonderful positive attributes towards it. but yeah, that one in particular.
It's a great piece. And it just feels good. It's light. I mean, for if anybody
extremely light
has if anybody's ever tried, you know, touched amber, I mean, you can get a big piece and it's surprisingly light, like
it's
almost
featherweight. Yes.
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. There's something just so completely ancient about it. I mean, yeah, these are all ancient, but this this is formed in a different way.
It's tree sap.
It's resin.
Yeah.
So it's not formed by pressure, like the pressure of the earth.
It's fossilized tree sap, basically, is what it is.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful because you have the energy of the trees.
Well, that's a great reminder.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the lifeblood of the trees.
Yeah, exactly. So the steadfastness that goes with it. Mm-hmm. Because protection, a lot of times, I feel like, you know, maybe it feels, I want to say that if we're talking about protection, that perhaps you feel like you need to have a very specific issue that you're trying to protect yourself from, right? But in fact, you can use these stones only, you know, for well-being, for strength.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to necessarily be warding off some horrible scenario. It can really be more about just mightiness, perhaps.
Of course.
Speaking of trees, which
of
are
course
mighty right there.
100%.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, you know, with stones, like I said, intention is everything. Because they will carry your intention, your prayers, your mantras, and they do the work for you. Mm. Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. And let's see, we also have rutile here. This is rutilated quartz. Rutile is like golden threads inside the stone. And
yeah.
I don't know if you can see that or not. This is also a tiny piece of rutile that is tumbled.
Rutile. Does it exist in other stones or only in quartz? Does that effect happen?
You can find it in some other stones.
Yeah.
But rarely. It's usually within quartz. But that is also a stone of good fortune as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So tell us in terms of how you would apply that to with the protection motif.
You can wear it. You can put it in your space. This is one you can do both of those things with.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you feel like the effect of how it grew with that fascinating sort of the golden strands on the inside? I don't know. I kind of like to think about how the stone grew and thus what it's doing for me. So what do you think?
That's lovely.
I mean, it's gold for one. It's a different, it obviously was formed in a different manner than its ultimate carrier, the crystal that's, or the quartz that surrounds it. I don't know. It's like a 2-for-1.
5, 10-for-1, really. I mean, when you think about that with all stones, how they were formed says a lot to the properties that they have, that they hold. It's likened to your spirit animals. Mm. You know, if you think about a bird and what a bird symbolizes, you think about the bird. It flies high. It takes your messages towards spirit.
Vision.
Vision. You know, those kinds of things are the properties, the medicine of the spirit animal, the medicine of the stones. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So another one you probably don't expect here is rose quartz.
Yes. I wanted to ask about that.
Right. Well, rose quartz is not so much specifically a protection stone, but it is because love protects all.
Oh,
and
that's beautiful.
Rose quartz is the stone of loving energy.
Yeah.
And if you want more loving energy, more positive energy, use rose quartz in your space. So I tend to use both. I will put a grounding stone, a dark tourmaline, an obsidian, but I will always have rose quartz in every corner of my home because it amplifies the positive energy.
It's a sweet love. I mean,
it's
rose
a sweet,
quartz is
sweet
just,
love.
You just look at it, and again, it's somewhat milky, but there's just something about it that glows. I'm there's always something
it's
about
gentle.
A rose quartz.
It's
it
gentle.
Really is. It's gentle, but it really makes a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. So that's a great way of framing this, Teresa. I mean, as far as, again, protection, it doesn't, it's almost like that's being proactive. You know, you're just, by putting the love out there, you don't need the shields of some of these other, you know, other stones potentially.
Because love, positive energy is the greatest shield of all.
Right.
Because it can transmute and turn negative energy into positive energy. But if you don't want to be that aware and you just want to go throughout your day on default, then you would use some of these other powerhouses like the black tourmaline to just do it for you. You don't even have to think about it.
Well, and I could also see perhaps that one might want to have a tourmaline in the pocket, and whereas you're going to have the rose quartz in your home, your sanctuary. Might want to do it that way.
Absolutely.
The tourmaline, you're out the door, you're dealing with whatever, traffic. Speaking of which, do you have any crystals in your car?
See, you can put them in your car, too. Of
yeah.
course I have crystals in my car.
She's like, have we met?
Protects you during your driving. I actually have a pouch with stones in them that is in my car. It's in the little side pocket of my driver's door.
Very nice.
I don't like to hang things from the mirror. It just
smart.
Gets in the way.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Absolutely.
Do you have them in your bra?
No. But they are around my
neck.
It's
a thing.
They're
just so you
my
know,
neck.
People do it. I don't know why I didn't think about it today. I guess I didn't feel like I needed it.
Yep. So, I mean, that's the gist of it. And of course, clear quartz amplifies the properties of any stone.
Okay.
So again, you can use that to either program your intentions, but it amplifies, it makes whatever you put it with 10 times stronger.
Okay, so what if I use a, if the only thing I have around, like say my computer, I have a quartz around my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Would that maybe be not the right stone to have near, on my desk by my computer?
Very good question.
It's maybe, I mean, I think in some ways you see it and it's giving you happy vibes because it's pretty and strengthening. But are you is it around electronics? Is it around perhaps information inflow that's overwhelming and sometimes bad? God knows, whatever.
I love this question.
The inbox.
I love this question.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
But clear quartz also dispels negativity.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And it can bring in the positive energy as well.
All right.
So it's a little powerhouse stone.
Right.
It's the go-to. Clear quartz is your go-to for everything, honestly.
Is it kind of your starter stone?
It's the starter stone, which is why I did our first episode on clear quartz.
We did a lot on quartz. Yep.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, it's the easiest to program. It's the easiest one. And there's a lot of different types of clear quartz. And when I say
Indeed.
Types,
yeah.
I mean shapes, the way that they're formed.
Oh, right.
Each one has a specific application to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now we're looking at one that is that considered double pointed? I can't quite see.
No, this is not double terminated.
All right.
Not double terminated.
All right. So, why don't you share a little bit about the shapes of the stones, though? Because we talked about how some of them are smooth and great to have in the pocket. But when we've got the ones with that are terminated?
Terminated.
Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Termination is the point on the end of a stone. This
so,
is the termination.
Right on.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, I know I've had them in my pocket, and sometimes I put my thumb kind of right up against the point, and I'm almost using it like a little wand. Quietly, quietly in you know my pocket, you know just
because of the shape.
Energy. Yes,
because of the shape of a crystal, and a crystal means a six-sided, six, seven. Whoa,
okay,
I'm losing my numbers at the moment. It can direct energy. That's why it has a termination, a point. So the energy goes through one end of the stone, and out the other end. So you can direct energy. And so like when you're doing grids, we didn't talk about grids. We could do a whole nother episode on grids.
Okay.
When you make a grid, you have an intention and you can do a grid for protection. And you will put the clear quartz around the outsides in the direction that you want or the direction of the stone that you were trying to amplify. I'm putting more energy into that stone right now. But it has a termination, so I'm going to do it that way. So it goes through it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a beautiful thing about clear quartz is that it directs energy. So you can use this for creating your boundaries around your home, around your car. You walk, take this with you. You get out of your car. Maybe you're parked in a sketchy neighborhood. Just circle around your car with your stone. Draw a boundary.
Right hand, correct? When you're doing that?
Yes.
Okay, because that's projection.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So
now we're getting into other energies. You know,
okay.
Left side is receptive, is receiving. So if I want the energy of this stone, I will turn the termination towards me in my left hand. So the energy goes to me.
Very nice.
Right?
Yes. Okay.
And if I want to project it outwards, the termination would be going outwards in my right palm.
Okay. Well, give us an example of a meditation. Now, I understand how you did that. So with in a meditation, do you, I wanted an example of, say you're trying to attract love to yourself. So would you then point the stone towards you? If you had, say, a rose quartz.
Sure.
That's, I mean, the example you're using here is not terminated, but you would maybe have a terminated rose quartz and it would be directed towards you.
Sure.
Would that be one?
And it doesn't have to be even terminated if you're using rose quartz. I mean, rose quartz can form in a crystal shape, but it's very rare.
It's usually just cut that way, right? If you see it
that way.
Rose
quartz usually grows in slabs.
Oh, right.
Like a big rock.
Yeah.
And it's cut into all sorts of shapes. But every, you know, it's rare to find one that forms in a natural crystal shape. But sure, any stone that you're wanting to work with, you have it in your energy field, in your hand. And if you're going to meditate with that stone, you know, that's your intention. If you want it towards you, if you want to receive from that stone, left hand.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but if you had a terminated one, then you would turn the termination towards you to receive. If you want to project love out into the world, if you have prayers to go out to someone or to the world, then that would go outwards.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you're wearing a terminated stone, usually you want the termination to go down towards, for you.
Yeah.
Towards your heart.
Yeah.
Or some people put it over their solar plexus.
Lowered. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So the point would be down, which feels like the natural way one would do that. But I've seen it in other ways as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Some people do it, you know, upwards. But then others don't know the difference or why they're doing it. They just wear them because they look good. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And so it begins, right?
And
we've got another heart here. I don't remember. Is this?
Oh, this is pyrite.
Oh, pyrite.
Pyrite. Yeah, it's not as shiny because I should have it polished again. It's usually a little bit more golden. Pyrite is a powerful stone.
Okay.
Pyrite also amplifies for other stones. Pyrite is amazing for reflecting, deflecting negative energy. Also, it's a really good stone for prosperity as well.
It's great. It's a really nice piece.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, and the jet. I forgot to say something about the jet. Jet protects you if you're when you're going into business and enhances your finances.
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. What a collection here.
It's a great
I feel like
collection.
We've gone through most of the stones wanted to share with us today, for sure. And what's this one right here? That's the smoky.
Is this a smoky?
And this is a smoky,
smoky
right here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yep. Smoky quartz. And I'm seeing a little rainbow in that one just as I speak to you.
Isn't that lovely?
Teresa, you do body work with people. And by the way, Teresa is available if you'd like to contact her with questions and potentially to work, especially if you're in the Los Angeles area, but you do work remotely on a lot of levels. And I can attest, I know I went through the plague recently and Teresa was checking in on me every day and making sure, you know, giving lots of suggestions. I didn't have any crystals with me at the time, unfortunately. But it would have been interesting when I was down, what might I have been using?
Well, I would have made, and I'm sorry that I didn't, I apologize, a crystalline elixir for you.
Okay, and go ahead and tell me.
I do custom elixirs with different stones, and that requires a consultation.
Okay.
Usually over the phone with me first, and we talk about where you're at, what you're going through, what you are wanting, what you're desiring, what you want to manifest, your goals. You know, maybe it's for your health, maybe it's for other areas of your life. And I design a specific crystalline blend into an elixir that you can ingest. You can take it, you can put it under your tongue, you can put it in your water, you can put it in your bath, you can put it on your skin. It's non-toxic and highly healing.
Yes. I've been blessed with your elixirs and have watched you make them. We were up in Mount Shasta and there was a fantastic full moon going on and there was snow on the ground and Teresa was working with a lot of different forces in making an elixir and I mean, honestly, I really must say you are very, very specific and exacting in the most beautiful possible way. The glass that is used, of course, the water that is used, all important, as well as the stones that have been pristinely programmed. And it's really it's an art. And
it is an art
and essential. And we need it. And again, I just feel like all these stones, I just want to play with them all. It's fascinating. So again, I'm gonna go back around to asking you about when you work with people, do you have stones on you? Do you put them in your pocket?
Yes, I have stones on me.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay.
Of course, especially when I'm working with people.
Yeah.
Because I want my own protection from whatever they're going to be releasing.
Yeah.
You know, because the stones help you release blocks, and raise your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they're releasing, I don't want that. I'm going to shield myself from, you know, the things that they're letting go of, that negative energy that's been holding them back. So yes,
do you
definitely wear my own stones.
Yes. Do you, when you do body work, do you do a laying of the crystals, correct?
Yes. A laying on a stone.
Just curious what's going on with that.
Called.
Okay. Yeah.
And, pretty much any of these can be put on your body. Even this big one right here. I could put this on somebody's body.
Wow.
It's a little heavy.
Okay.
And boy, does it feel good when it's on because it's so heavy. It's
Where would nice... one put that? Perhaps on the back?
Sure.
I feel like it would be nice at the heart center in the back.
Sure.
Maybe I'm just saying what I really need. smoky quartz on...
Sure, and that's what you're drawn to.
On
it
my
can
back.
Also be put at your feet. Not on your feet, but at your feet.
Right.
It could be put above your head. It could, you know.
Grounding.
Mm-hmm.
All
sure.
of these, right?
Sure.
Big part of it.
And I liked for using on the body cabochons. And when I say cabochon, like I'm going to pick up this carnelian. Cabochon is any shaped stone, but that is flat on the back. And they use a lot of cabs, for short, cabochons, in making jewelry.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
When I do laying on of stones, they can be put on the body and they're going to stay put.
That works perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that a lot. Or, you know, I could put a chunk like this beautiful lapis. Gosh, this lapis is gorgeous.
I mean, it is just absolutely electric blue.
It is incredible.
It is just popping.
And it sparkles.
Yeah.
Put this directly on someone's third eye when they're laying down.
Ah.
Yeah. It's
I feel like I want that on my throat chakra.
Ooh,
we'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah. So can you order crystals online? What's your opinion of that?
You can order crystals online.
I mean, I know there's many opportunities, but does one
I've
want
done
to?
It. I've done it.
And how's that? What was that experience for you?
Well, the only downfall to ordering crystals online is that you don't get to physically feel it.
Right.
That being said, you can energetically feel it if you tune into it. And if you're really drawn to it, I would not order a stone offline if you're not 100% drawn to it.
Okay. Right. Because, yeah. I mean, there might be some instances that it's not that easy to find moldavite, for example, just anywhere.
Right.
But I've often wondered, because I see it, you know, I see them on Instagram and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I wonder if I would ever do that. But sometimes the photography can be compelling. But I think the point, and this is what we do here on the show, is to tune in, right? To feel it. This is all about energy.
All about
right,
energy.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing here. And you're just giving us another actual tool, certainly one that I have used for the longest time.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been some of the earliest practice that I remember. I love studying about stones, and it's so
wonderful.
Fascinating. And you are truly masterful in your knowledge of all. So you want to leave us with some final words here on a love of crystals, a love of stones.
I want to just give gratitude to these stones, because these are ancient beings that have been assisting the planet since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So don't forget to give gratitude to your stones. Give them a little love.
I like to rock.
Yeah, I like to rock.
Indeed. Thank you. I hope you'll come back again.
Of course.
Maybe we'll do love the next time.
Absolutely.
All right. I know we had a little touch on it, but there's so many other ways to approach it.
So many different
Fantastic,
ways.
My dear. All right. Until the next time.
My pleasure.
Rock on. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Truth Be Told Transformation. I'm Bonnie Burkert. Don't forget Tony Sweet on Truth Be Told, Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific. That's live, so go and say hello to Tony, as well as Robert Hensley, Mondays for the Minuteman Report, and that's also live. They both love to hear from you. We're so glad you're with us. Please share. Please follow. And until the next time, again, rock on. We were both.